Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me this morning on Prayer Ask Me. I am Minister Shalise Hill, and I'm so welcome today to be here in the session of prayer for this podcast, for this particular show. And again, you are listening to E-Prayer Ask Me, and I am your host again, Minister Shalise Hill. We are sponsored by Christian and Pride Outreach Ministry, where we are not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for joining us on the podcast today, and I pray that this particular prayer session, this particular podcast, bless you immensely. And so let us do this. Let's go before the throne of God, and let's just begin to pray that God will have his way today in the broadcast. Hallelujah. If you want to just enter into his presence. Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, great. Okay, we're getting our show started, and I'm just going to pray and surrender this into God's hands. And if you have a prayer request, then, you know, you can give it to me. Let's just go before the throne of God. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, just thank you so much, God, for allowing us to see this brand new day that you have made. God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love and for your kindness today. Lord, you be glorified today in our lives. Right now, God, hallelujah. I surrender this show into your hands now. Oh, God, we pray that you have your way today. For your word say you do nothing but an answer to prayer. And we thank you, God, for answering our prayers today, oh God. We pray that everyone that's supposed to be blessed by this broadcast, that they will be blessed today, God. That they will be increased today, God. That they will be strengthened today, oh God. Right now, that they will be fortified and re-fortified today, oh God. We pray right now in Jesus' name that you lead and guide me and direct me and specifically who to pray for and how to pray for them, oh God, and what their specific needs are today. And God, we glorify you, we honor you, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bless God today. Amen. So we want to go ahead and start taking our prayer request. And then we want to specifically pray for some needs, especially this spirit of violence that has the local inner city area of our nation's city. Amen. I'm not down here, down there in my state and Overtown, those areas in Florida, the virus has gotten off the chain, as they may say it, has gotten really crazy. And so we want to deal with that spirit of violence today. We want to just back him up on not only our local areas, our inner cities, but everywhere. People, senseless murders. I mean, women driving down the street getting murdered. Also, enforcement. You know, the heart of compassion seems to be severed. There seems to be no heart of compassion. So we want to deal with some things today. Amen. So we're going to go to our phone line. And we're going to see if we have some phone on the line. Good morning. Good morning again. Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Do you have a prayer request today, or you just want to join in and listen to the podcast? I don't know.
It's a prayer request / concern.
Okay, no problem.
Yesterday, as I was getting off of work and going to the house, oh my God, this traffic is crazy. I was encountered by a man I'd never seen before, and he was talking to this other person in their vehicle. And he hollered across the street to me, and what he was wanting was a ride to another part of the town, I mean, part of the city while I was there. And I said, man, I don't know you like that. And I was very nice. I wasn't mean to him. But he kept saying who he was. And I said, dude, I don't know you like that. Because I'm concerned my own personal safety. Now,
right.
I know the devil is slick. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he had talked to my ear and whispered, said, you ain't no sin of God. You ain't no Christian. I'm like, well, you know what? I am a Christian. I am a child of God. But I also believe in safety. And I know God had to protect and hedge all his children, but he also gives his godly wisdom. Now, somebody may disagree with this, that you should get a man a ride because he needs something. That may be true, but I'm not trying to be on nobody's street by news either. I got a wife to get home to. I got family to live for. And I'm not trying to get caught up in no nonsense and have my life ended prematurely. No.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I just want to know, was I wrong for denying that man a ride across town? Because my spirit said I wasn't. I mean, that's just me.
I mean, along with your spirit said you wasn't, you know, the Bible says this. The Bible says that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. And so being that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices, in some cases, we have to definitely use wisdom. Now, if your spirit had told you to give him a ride, whatever, then you're definitely wrong. But if your spirit didn't tell you to do it, then I wouldn't feel bad, and I wouldn't allow the enemy to make me feel bad for not doing it, you know. Sometimes the enemy comes in to condemn, and condemnation.
Yeah.
That condemnation, that does not down there with the right God. Now, the Holy Spirit will convict you, and that's totally different. But that condemnation, you don't have to accept that. That's from the enemy. And so you begin to take authority and say, I refuse to be condemned. Whatever sins I made. And God, if I was wrong, I repent and keep them moving forward. You know, because God don't look at us like we look at us. You know, and if you were supposed to take him, and then take him, listen, God always have a ram in the bush. Somebody else will do it. You know, God is never beholden to one person at all. But just I'm just saying that to let you know that don't even stay there. Keep it moving. Whatever decisions were made, were made. You don't even have to go back to that. Don't allow the enemy to come and make you second guess your decision, your choice. And keep them. See, the enemy always looking for ways to come in to hinder and stop what God is doing. And we have to not give him that place. Not at all. You know? So we can keep them moving forward and do what God has predestined for us to do. Amen.
I also ask God to protect him on his way to where he had to go. You know, those other crazies out there. So, you know, we're at that time where we're killing folks off good him for the terrorist attack, with the ISIS crap. I mean, you never know who's who. So, I'm trying to live 344 and thank God. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you have to dance that. Yeah, I wouldn't allow myself to feel bad, you know, for whatever decisions I make. If Christ's not going to understand it, you know, so it's okay. It's all right. Amen. All right, so now we got a concern of the way. What is the concern? You had, so you had a contract, okay.
Oh, no, that was my concern. I'll do it all together.
Oh, that was
it together. Yeah, I mean,
oh, okay.
It's a concern for my own personal safety.
No, oh, no problem, no problem. All right. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to go ahead and get into our inner session.
Okay.
Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just want to make sure that we honor all the saints that have come in today. We pray right now, God, that you will give me your honoration on what to say and what to pray. Lord, we just want to lift up. I'm just going to say the prayer request that has come in. And as I say that, just touch and agree with me. Amen. About the prayer request. And so, a woman is asking for prayer for a man that has had a stroke. A woman is asking for prayer for a man that has had a stroke. Also, a woman is asking for prayer for her family. We want to hold up a young lady. And so we want to pray for these prayers. Not only that, a young woman is asking for prayer today for her son who has some health challenges, some disorders, learning disorders. I don't know if he's per se dealing with some autism, but he's a younger boy, about 5 years old, and has some challenges. And so she wants us to pray for her son. Amen. Also, we want to a young man who's requesting prayer because he needs peace in his mind today. And so, we want to pray that God will give him peace today. You know, peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, it's a fight to keep your mind stayed on Jesus, but that's where the peace comes in. The Bible says to think on these things. I believe the scripture is Philippians 4. It tells us to think on these things and expound a little bit in this area because we have a lot of doubt and fear that is released because we don't think on the right things. And so if we can just begin to think on what the Bible says for us to think on, you know, it will keep our minds in peace. So I'm definitely getting the scripture right now. So we can exactly what the Bible says about keeping all these things. That if there's any virtue, if there's any virtue, those things that we should think on. I think in Philippians 4 and 8, it says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admired, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. Whatever you have learned from me, or from me, or seen in me, put into practice. And the God of peace will be this. And that's that. Sometimes we think our mind are thinking. We're thinking about things that we don't have, things that other people have, the things we desire. Our mind is so compassed about all these things all the time, you know. And so we have to fight to keep our mind on the right thing. If it's anything that's just, anything that's pure, think on those things, on the good things. If you want a wife and you don't have a wife, amen, don't think on the fact that you don't have a wife or you don't have companionship. Think on the fact that one day you will have a wife. Amen, she may not be here, hallelujah, but one day she'll be here. I mean, you got to fight this thing out because the enemy fighting you tooth and nail. There's something pressing against you. Amen. And you got to fight. You got to push against that. It's not going to be easy. It never was meant to be easy. When that butterfly is coming out of that cocoon, he has turned, he was a caterpillar, and he has went into the cocoon, the Manafort Marcus estate, and then it's time for him to come out of that cocoon and stretch his wings and fly. It's not an easy thing, but it strengthens the breaking forth out of the cocoon, strengthens his wings, that he'll be able to fly. Once he come out, he'll be able to fly. All that struggle, all that discomfort, all that pain is meant purposely to strengthen that butterfly's wings so that butterfly can stretch his wings and fly. Now, if somebody was to help their butterfly out of that cocoon because they see that it's struggling too much, then they actually hurt the butterfly. Why? Because once the butterfly get out of the cocoon, his wings are not going to be strengthened or strong enough to sustain the flight. I'm just saying. So, you know, you got to trust God on this one. It's a reason why. Amen. If you're waiting for a wife, she hasn't come yet. But not saying that she's not coming. She's coming. God is just preparing you for the flight. The discomfort, the loneliness, the, you know, all of that's preparing you for the flight. Vice versa. Women, if you're waiting for a husband and he hasn't come yet, God is preparing you for the flight. Take this time. Amen. In your singleness. As, you know, I'm just being prepared. Amen. So that's enough on that. That's just my two cents and no more. I just got to tell you how. So, also, we want to pray for family. Some people that are dealing with some family issues. We're just going to focus on that. I have my setup that I really want to try. Amen. Because I really feel that that's the way I want to set this program. But you know what? I'm not my mom. I have been born. So I want to flow with the Lord today. Allow him to just, this is his. This is show is his. This need prayer, ask me, is his. And he knows exactly who he's praying and what the aim of prayer should be today. Amen. And so I want to lift up families today, marriages. Not only that, I want to deal with the spirit of murder and violence that has been running rapid in our cities, everywhere. We want to take authority and dominion over those particular spirits today, you know? So that's what I want to do. I want to pray for those particular issues. I want to focus on prayer on today, but I'm going to talk some more prayer requests. If you're listening via internet, via Facebook, via Twitter, you can always post your prayer request, and I will announce them online. If you want to mention your prayer request, I will. And so we're going to give you time to do that. Amen. Press your prayer request. Call in your prayer request at this particular time. Continuing with our prayer request, a woman is requesting prayer for her family, for her son, for her daughter today. Not only that, a woman really wants to go back to work. She having problems with her ankle. She fell down and hurt her ankle. And so she's requesting for prayer today for her ankle. She wants healing today so she can go back to work and take care of her family. A man is requesting prayer today. He's requesting for direction, that God will give him direction today on marriage, how soon he should marry. He wants to be a good husband. He wants God to make him a good husband. And so we're praying. We want to pray for him today that God will make him a good husband to the wife, the woman that he wants to marry. But also that God would help him to be a great leader and one who leads by example. You know, amen. And so we want to hold up in our prayer request. A man is requesting prayer for his mother who has dementia. He also is requesting prayer for the salvation of his family. He's requesting prayer for his church family. That God will open up doors for his church family. I know one thing that the Bible says, that if God lifts it up, he will begin to draw, hallelujah, all men unto him. And so we just praying for this particular leader, that God will bring people into the ministry from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that the ministry will be yammed up and it will serve God's purposes. A lot of times with ministry, sometimes we serve our purposes and therefore insightful the goals of the ministry. And so we just praying not only for his ministry, but for ministries everywhere, that the purpose of the ministry is to serve God's purpose, and that leaders everywhere will be serving God's purpose and not their own particular purpose or their own interest. Because reality is that the people that God sends into the ministry are God's people. The ministry is God's ministry. And we have to allow God to be Lord, to be King of his ministry. Sometimes we keep them as, our pets. I started this. This is my God started this. And it's God's ministry. And God's going to have to add the people that he is entrusting into, your hand to his ministry. Amen. And so I just want to throw that nugget out there, that we can remember that everything that we're doing for a purpose. We're doing for God's purpose, and not our own purpose. God saved us, amen, for his purpose, amen. And that is to win souls into the kingdom, amen. We are soul sinners. We are kingdom builders. Never forget your purpose. Never forget your purpose. Our purpose our purpose is to do the will of the Father. Don't forget it, people. You're not your own. Leaders, you're not your own. Yonder, you are commissioned. Yonder, to love the people of God, pastors. Show them that love. The only way they're going to know that we are Christians is through our love. And that's one thing we are lacking in the body of Christ in totality, is love. Hallelujah. One thing about loving, love is an action word. God so loved the world that he did something. He gave his only begotten son. Amen? That's our example. Love is an action word, and we must love people. Amen. Into the kingdom. Hallelujah. We have to show love. We can't say that we are Christians and nobody can ever see our love. What? Where do they do that at? And I'm saying that real proper. Huh? No. God loves us, and we are commissioned to show people love. Amen. We show people love through our actions, through how what we say, and how we treat them. Amen. That's where, I mean, that's where it's at, right there. Amen. And so that's going to be one of our prayers today, that our love leaders in the body of Christ will go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're going through situations and things that will cultivate compassion in us for others. I have a saying that goes that I can't tell someone to be hungry if I've never been hungry. If once my stomach begins to touch my back, that I can understand when somebody else's stomach begins to touch their back too. Amen. And that causes me to have compassion for somebody that's hungry. That's for somebody that says, oh, hey, I haven't had a meal in days, or I haven't eaten, or whatever it is they may say to you. Amen. It's because your experience with being hungry, your experience with having your stomach touch your back, you had that experience, it has cultivated compassion inside of you for somebody else that's going through that exact same thing that you have gone through. Amen. And then you begin to do some action. You begin to show some love. Why? Because you were in such a place, hallelujah, that caused you to understand, hallelujah, how I'm feeling, how you was treated. You don't ever want somebody to feel that way. Amen. You don't want somebody to ever go through what you have gone through. Amen. So when they come to you and say they're hungry, yeah. You know, and that is something that even be walk past it. You just, that's between you and that person. You know, amen. And keep it moving today. So my prayer for the body of Christ is that we will have more love. Yes, about kind of, they will know that we ever know Jesus if we don't love people. Amen. Glory to God. We pray to God today. So let's continue with our prayer request. Amen. I have some people texting me prayer requests. Also on the phone that I've sent out notifications. Amen. So I'm going back and forth from my text messaging also to my request that I have written down today. Amen. And so a lady is requesting prayer for her ministry, for her prayer ministry. Amen. She's also requesting prayer for her son's job, that they hallelujah get the help that they need. Amen. The much help that they need. Amen. She said it's getting overwhelming. Amen. And also, she wants prayer for her loved ones and all of her family. Amen. And for she also requesting prayers for other people who are experiencing the same thing, being overwhelmed today. And so, like I said earlier, a lot of times we get overwhelmed when our eyes are not on the Lord. Amen. It's true what you're going through. It's true. I'm not going to lie. Amen. Actually experiencing what you're experiencing, but you're going to have to fight to say what the word of God says. You're going to have to fight, hallelujah, to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I will encourage you today, amen, to the word of God, to keep your mind stayed on Him. It's not going to be easy, but it's doable. Amen. I am a living witness that it is doable. Amen. And so a man is requesting prayer for his family, like I said. Amen. And so we want to in our prayer request. A man is also requesting prayer for himself, for himself going back into old habits, and so he wants to go back. Also, He's praying for his brother who's experiencing pain in his body, sick. Amen. So we want to pray for particularly for deliverance. And so as we pray for him for deliverance, we want to remember anybody else who may be dealing with illnesses and sicknesses and disease. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Also, a daughter is requesting prayer for her father. Amen. We want to pray for him. Amen. That he was ill. And he's having pain over his body also. She wants her own father to be healed. Praying for healing for her father today. Amen. Also, a man is requesting prayer for his marriage. Amen. His impending marriage. Amen. Thank God. I mean, for these men today are stepping up to the plate, desiring wives and want to be. Amen. And so we just want to definitely pray for marriages. Amen. Hallelujah. God says that it's hallelujah, that a man finds a wife. Amen. Finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Hallelujah. And so a woman is requesting prayer because she wants her own place. She wants to get out of the place that she's in now, and she wants her own place. And she's requesting prayer for her own place. And so we want to pray for her today. That God will open up that door. Amen. Show her. Hallelujah. Amen. Also, a woman is requesting prayer for her friend who has sickle cell, and a young woman who also had a heart transplant about 2 weeks ago. We want to stop in prayer today. Amen. So, while you're praying, I want you to pray with them. A woman is requesting prayer for debt cancellation. She wants her debt canceled. And guess what? I'm claiming that prayer for myself too. I want 100% debt cancellation also. So, important too, because you know, the food and all, ain't no joke. Amen. It's praise God. Hallelujah. And also, a family is requesting prayer. A family is requesting prayer for their children. Amen. A family is requesting prayer for their children today. Amen. And I'm trying to make sure that I've gotten all the prayer requests. Today, amen. So I'm giving time to call in the switch line. The switch board for the call in. The call in is 929-477-1087. If you have a prayer request, you can get it in before we start praying. It's 929-477-1087. Amen. Call in with your prayer request. Now, on the line. Amen. Amen. I'm going to let the music play a little bit while I wait for some prayer requests to come in. Amen. We are expecting for God to move today. Amen. We're going to deal with that spirit of violence. Amen. That has been infiltrating our energy. Amen. We want to pray for mothers and people who have lost children. Amen. That they will be encouraged today. We want to just lift them up. So go ahead and I'm going to let the music play for a couple of seconds, and we're going to get into our prayer session. Is that all right? Amen. That's all right. Okay. So what's going to happen now? We want to go ahead and and this is going to break in a few minutes. And so we want to go ahead and pray. Because I understand the attack of the enemy now. I got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so this news is going to stop in a few minutes. And then we're going to get at it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just bless the Lord for 2 minutes. And then we're going to stop on the enemy. Because I have a great understanding of the story. Let this music just bless your soul today. Let it just bless you for a few more minutes. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Hey, I saw that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. If you are trying to get on air, I don't think it allows you to get on air right about now to give your request. Amen. You can always inbox me on Facebook, your prayer request. You can always text me your prayer request. Also, if you have the number, amen. But nevertheless, we glorify God today. We honor you because you are a great King of all the earth. Blessed be your name today. Blessed be your name today. Yandobo. Blessed be your name today, O God. Blessed be your name today. Hallelujah. You be glorified today in all of the earth. Hallelujah, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, and everything that you are about to do in our lives today. God, we don't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted. Oh, God, hallelujah, Lord. We're so grateful, God, for this day. We're so grateful, God, that we are in the land of the living, oh, God. We're so grateful, God, that you woke us up and closed in our right mind. We're so grateful, God, that it is as well as it is, oh, God. Oh, God, we're grateful for what you're doing in the earth realm, oh, God. Oh, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that it is as well as it is today, oh, God. We thank you, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing, oh God, for what you've done, and for what you are about to do in our life. We have great expectations today. Moving, hallelujah, on our behalf, moving in our favor, moving in our stead today. We're grateful, oh God, hallelujah, for everything, oh God. We take it, hallelujah, not for granted, oh God, that you have provided, that we're here today. We thank you, God, for the process. We thank you for the plan. We thank you for the purpose today. For every situation, for everything that we go through, God. We thank you, oh God, for the process today. It don't feel good. Like how it feel, hallelujah, ooh, but we don't want to even go through, this flesh don't want to go through, God, but we thank you, God, for your words saying all things, give thanks, God, and we praise you today, God, knowing that you won't put no more on us today than we can bear, ooh, rabba, come, de 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 de, sa, ya, da, ba, You won't put no more on us today than we can bear, God. And we're grateful today. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, today. We love you. We love you. We love you. We honor you with the fruit of our lips today. Great and mighty are you. Great and mighty are you. You are holy. You are righteous. You are pure. You are wonderful. You are high and lifted up today over all of the earth. You are high and lifted up, oh God, over all of the earth. Lord, be exalted. Be exalted. Be exalted far above the heavens. And let thy glory be over all of the earth. Hallowed be thy name, O Lord. Today, hallowed be thy name. We hallow your name. We herald your name in the atmosphere. Ure de kandabaha, uro bokundereha. Hosanna in the highest. Yandere kandabaha. For God, you are great and greatly to be praised. The earth and they that dwell therein, blesses your holy name. Hallelujah, O God. We bless your name today. We acknowledge that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We acknowledge that you are Almighty God and Everlasting Father. We acknowledge that you are the Prince of Peace and the Holy One. We acknowledge that you are the Great I Am today. You, God, all by yourself, you're more than able. You're more than capable. For righteousness and truth. Righteousness and truth are the foundations of your throne. Righteousness and truth are the foundations of your throne. Oh, God, and we bless you. Hallelujah. Who is like unto you, oh, God? Nobody nowhere. Nobody nowhere is like unto you. No one can compare unto you today. No one, no one, nowhere. Yea, beyond that, no one like you, oh God. There is none like you, oh God. No one can do us like you, oh God. Hallelujah. We acknowledge you. Hallelujah. For you are holy. You are righteous. You are pure. You are just. And we give you what you so deserve, God. We give you the adorations. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, God. You deserve it all by yourself. None like you, God, in all of the earth. None like you, God. For you, God, are the God who answer not only by prayer, but you answer prayer today. Today, you are a prayer answering God. And we take it not for granted. For your word shall you've given your disciples power over all the power that the enemy have, God. We, God, ask you to wash us, God. Cleanse us from anything in us that may not be like you, oh God. Wash us. We repent of every sin, known and unknown. Sins of omission and commission today. Oh, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, anything in us that's not like you, take it far away from us. In the name of Jesus. Right now, in Jesus' name, we want to lift up all those that suffering from any form of sickness and disease today. We speak to diabetes right now. Up and out of the bodies now. You come to pervert the truth of God into a lie. For by his stripes we were healed over 2,000 years ago. It was a done deal. Right now, we give you your eviction notice. Up and out of those bodies now. Up and out now. Up and out now. Fighting inside the bodies. We command levels within the bodies to begin to regulate. Sugar, regulate yourself in the name of Jesus. Line up with the word of God. Function as God has created you to function in the name of Jesus. We want to deal with mental illness today. Those suffering with mental illness right now, we come against you in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to your mind. We call you to have the right mind in the name of Jesus. I speak to synapse. I speak to the dendrites. I speak to the neurons. Head of our heart function as God has you function, the axiom, D-Gob, I see you, function right now. I speak order into you in the name of Jesus. Fire when you're supposed to fire. All those that have died. Every axon, every neuron, any part of the brain that have died. Live. I speak life into you. Live right now. Function. Function, function like you were supposed to function, like God created you to function in the mighty name of Jesus. Every open way for the enemy to come in and attack, to the death of any cell in one's mind, to the death of any neuron in the mind, whatever it may be, we close it off with the blood of Jesus. Right now, seal it with the blood of Jesus. We call for you to be in your right mind in the name of Jesus. Right now, anything that's a little off, get back on track. Right now, we're dealing with autism right now in the name of Jesus. Behold in the spirit of your mind. Behold in the spirit of your mind. Behold in the spirit of your mind in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to deal with people dying by inordained affections. Right now, in Jesus' name, you want to be set free. God's going to set you free. Don't go back to where you used to be. Oh, Rabba, come to let go of those ungodly friends. Every spirit of perversion be bound. Right now, inordained affections be bound. Soul ties be loose. In the name of Jesus, set them free today. Set them free today. Set them free today. I bind ungodly friends and I bind the spirit of influence in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold today. Loose your hold today. We say no more. We say no more. Let there be a changing of your desires. Desire women. Women desire men. I pray for womanhood today. I pray for menhood today. That it will be preserved in the mighty name of Jesus. That our lives everywhere will line up with the word of God. Once God sets you free, don't get tangled back up into the yoke of bondage. Hey, stay free. For whatever you yield your members over to, that you will be bound to. In the name of Jesus. Right now, I deal with the spirit of murder. I deal with the spirit of death. I deal with the spirit of suicide. In the name of Jesus. I say no more. I bind you right now. I bind the spirit of violence, militating, working in our inner cities. In the name of Jesus. Right now, I command you to go. Right now, pick up your weapons and flee. Right now, that stronghold of bondage be broken in the name of Jesus. Those being used, hallelujah, to kill other people. Young, I pray there be no hiding place for you. Right now, wherever you at, your position will be revealed. There's a spotlight being shined on your locations today. No hiding place, no hiding place, no hiding place. They will find you. They will find you. They will find you. There's an exposing of your position, of your car, of your vehicle, of your home, of your location. Wherever you at, you will not hide. You will have no peace until you're turned in. You will have no peace until you're turned in. Relatives will not hide you. Everywhere you go, they will harrow, they will holler, they will scream. You are there. You will have no place to run. I come against all this gang violence and retaliation and initiations. Let there be a dismantle right now. Dismantlement of all games in the local cities, in the countries, wherever you may be at, in the outer cities. I don't care where you at. Any formulation of games. There will be a dismantling. There will be a dismantling. You will be disorganized. You will begin to hate each other. You will begin to tell on each other. You will have no peace. You will have no peace. You will have no order. In the name of Jesus, you will have no love. There will be a dismantling of your organization from the inside out. No matter what zone you in, I send right now confusion to the enemy's camp in the name of Jesus. Hey, they gonna tell. I decree and declare that they gonna tell where you at. They gonna tell what you're doing. They gonna tell what you've done. There will be no order. There will be no order. You will only have disorder. You will only have contention with one another in the name until you disorganize, until you scatter in the name of Jesus. Urebe, I speak it right now. For your words say, we the redeemer of the Lord, and we say so. We can have whatsoever we say right now in Jesus' name, and I decree it right now. They're all gangs. Hallelujah. Right now, fighting over territory. Not only gangs. But those fighting over territory in some particular drug war. Where you will be cease and desist your maneuvers, your actions. Against our young people today in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for their mother who has lost her child, their father who has lost their child to some violence today. God, that you will give them peace, that you will give them comfort. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you will, hallelujah, bear them up, oh, God. That you will strengthen them to go through this trying time. Hallelujah. And those that have gone through this, oh, God, that they will be an example on how to get through this time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you give them peace, God. Hallelujah. All the parents, hallelujah, past and present, who have lost children due to, hallelujah, some type of violent act, from senseless action. God, I pray for those parents today. In the name of Jesus, I want to decree, hallelujah, these last couple of minutes of the show, hallelujah, I want to decree and declare, hallelujah, what it is that we want for this year. And we are still in the new year. Amen. So we want to begin to decree and declare. We're just like 3 months in. Amen. So it's all right. So we want to decree and declare, amen, right before we leave, hallelujah, the word of God, not only the word of God, but some prayers, hallelujah, that I've come across. So I want to decree these prayers, hallelujah, glory to God, because we want, hallelujah, that everything that God has for us, we want it to come to pass in this new year and this year, hallelujah, for the rest of this year, we want them to come to pass, amen. So I'm just going to begin to declare a couple of things, amen, hallelujah, for this year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to declare that, hallelujah, God should be God in our lives this year in the name of Jesus. Let God arise and disgrace every problem challenging our God in the name of Jesus. Let all our disappointments become divine appointments in the name of Jesus. And let all satanic winds and storms be silenced in the name of Jesus. You, God of new beginnings, begin a new dimension of wonders in our lives this year in the name of Jesus. Yonder, and let that which hinders us from all greatness be smashed to pieces right now in Jesus' name. We declare for this year, hallelujah, that there is new beginnings. Amen. Fresh, hallelujah, open doors of prosperity. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us anointed ideas this year, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, let all of our wasted years, hallelujah, be turned and converted into multiple blessings. Decree and declare this for yourself today. Hallelujah, our finances will not enter into financial hunger, hallelujah, this year. Hallelujah, for we reject every spirit of financial embarrassment this year. We refuse to be embarrassed financially. But we decree, hallelujah, increase in every area of our life this year. Increase on our jobs. Hallelujah. Increase in our bank accounts. We command our bank accounts, hallelujah, to be transfused with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. To affect our prosperity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We withdraw every evil word that we have spoken, hallelujah, against our own prosperity, against our own lives, against our own home, against our own finances, against our own children, against our own ministries, hallelujah, against our pastors, against our leaders. We withdraw every evil word spoken, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, from every satanic record. In the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we will have explosive miracles in every department of our life this year. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For our lives this year will receive and experience revival fires. In the name of Jesus. We decree in this day today. We declare in this day today. Amen. Receive it for yourself today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We refuse to dance to any unprofitable music this year in the name of Jesus. For we decree and declare that our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I hope you enjoyed the ministry today. Amen. If you're listening to the archive show, amen, I pray that you get an agreement. Pray for all those prayer requests. Amen. What you make happen for someone else, God will make happen for you. Amen. I want you to be encouraged today. My name is Minister Shanice Fields. You have been listening to Me Prayer Ask Me, sponsored by Christian and Proud Outreach Ministries, where we, hallelujah, decree and declare and believe, hallelujah, that we are not ashamed of the gospel. Be encouraged, people of God, everywhere. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me in this hour of prayer. Amen and amen. Have a wonderfully blessed day in Jesus' name. God bless. Bye-bye. Until tomorrow. Well, can I give some love? Well, yeah. Hey, no, no, no. I'm for you. I'll come up here. Hold on.
Huh? Hey, baby.
No. You should
go.
Come on. Come on, my phone. Hold it. I'm afraid. What you want to watch? Oh, come on.
Thank you.
We are redeemed of the Lord. He decreed it. They're going to solve these murders. They're going to solve you. You're going to have no hiding place. You have no hiding place. Thank you.
Thank you.